is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our series on rejoicing faith from 1 Peter chapter 1, a rejoicing faith. If you have access to a Bible, I want to encourage you to go and grab it, pick it up, open up to 1 Peter and join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you real quick about our little prayer journals. These are little notebooks that fit into a shirt pocket or into your purse or a Bible case. These prayer journals are great for keeping track of prayer requests and writing out your own requests and then keeping note of when God answers those prayer requests. I believe He will answer. Remember, He promised in Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of." And so you can keep track of those. This little prayer journal is absolutely free. We're not going to ask you for money. We're not going to send you a ton of letters and emails and things like that. You just simply write to us. Now, there's three ways you can get the prayer journal. First of all, it's from our website at considerhisword.org. And I'll remind you that at the website, you can hear the first part of this message in this series. So at the website, click on the link that says Contact Us. Send us where you're hearing the broadcast today and send us an address, and we'll get one of these little prayer journals out to you just as quick as we can. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. I received an email this week where someone requested a prayer journal. They told us what city or what radio station they were hearing the program, and they never sent us an address. So make sure you include that address. Again, email me at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, surprisingly, many write to us, and we get many requests through the mail. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We're talking about a rejoicing faith from 1 Peter chapter 1. I want to read the passage again, and our text is really from verse 8. And we'll get there, and I'll kind of point it out when we're there. But I'm going to begin at verse 3. So this is 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively or living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations," or many trials, "that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, and whom though now ye see him not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." I want to go back for just a minute to verse 6 and 7. You know, well, let me go back even further. He said, "Blessed be God." He's saying, praise God for what He has given to us. He's given us a salvation, a living hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. because of his resurrection. He's given us an inheritance, he said, that is incorruptible and undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven, were kept by the power of God through faith to salvation. And he says, in these things we rejoice, even though, in verse 6 now, if need be, you're in heaviness. You're going through hard times, a heaviness of a burden, a heaviness of a trial. He said, though it be tried like fire, in verse 7. And then he said, in whom, having not seen, trusting Christ, though now you see him not believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And he gives us all of these reasons why we can have a rejoicing faith. I mentioned two of them. First of all, we talked about this last week, the resurrection of Christ, that living hope we have in him. Secondly, because we have an inheritance that is incorruptible, an inheritance reserved in heaven, kept by the power of God. It's not kept by you. It's not kept by your pastor. It's kept by the power of God. And he said it is reserved in heaven for you. Now, the third thing that I want to mention here is that it is a salvation, he said, that is revealed and will be revealed. He said that we have a salvation that will revealed in the last days. He said, verse 5, we're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. The word revealed here means kind of like a curtain is pulled back, like you're going to a play or watching something on a stage, and they pull the curtain back, and everything behind the curtain is revealed. Kind of reminds me of that show. I don't remember what is it called, Let's Make a Deal or something like that, where they'd pull the curtain back, and the prizes would be revealed. Well, he has kept your power, kept your salvation by his power, and it's ready to be revealed at the last time. Imagine one day we'll see those streets of glory. We'll see the power and the wonder and the majesty of God himself. And that salvation, he said, is ready. It's being held ready. Ready to reveal in that last time. It's ready to be revealed. And in that we can rejoice. And he says, wherein we greatly rejoice. We rejoice in that salvation. Are you glad you're saved? Do you find joy in walking with Christ and in serving Christ? Tell you what, if you know you're saved, if you know you're born again, you have something to rejoice about, even though, as 1 Peter said to these folks, you may be going through hard times. We all go through hard times. We all go through seasons of trials and troubles, trials of problems that arise. Everybody has them. I remember years ago in a prayer meeting, I was praying with a number of our people. And I'm on an Indian reservation, and this elderly Native American man was praying. And in his prayer, he says, Lord, help us with all our problems. I had never heard someone pray that way before. And I thought, what a great prayer, that God would help us through these trials. And he will. Remember, these folks had gone through great persecution. People had been arrested. They had been put in jail. They had been blackballed. In other words, their businesses were being ignored by unbelievers. Many of them had to leave home. In fact, he's writing to people. He said these strangers scattered throughout Pontus. They had left because of the persecution. We've got to remember this, that our trials are temporary. They're not for eternity. They're temporary. We have here now a faith, he said, that is much more precious than gold. He said that the trying of your faith, verse 7, the trying of your faith being more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Christ. Now, I want you to notice this, that we can rejoice even though we're going through hard times, even though it's tough. In the end, it somehow is going to be praise and honor and glory to the Lord. It's going to bring him praise because as we call to him about it, he has the victory. Oh, it may be hard now. And listen, I'm not saying trials are easy. They are hard. They are tough. And sometimes you think you just can't go one more day. But give it to him. Trust him today. And Peter is telling them here, rejoice, because you see, in the end, he gets the glory. We can rejoice. Remember, James said something similar in James chapter 1. He said, my brethren, count it joy when you fall into diverse temptations or into different trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The word patience here is endurance. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, you know, trials, these hard times, can come from several different places. Sometimes they come because of our own foolish choices. We got ourselves into this mess, and somehow we want God to get us out. Sometimes you've got to take responsibility, and you've got to be accountable for those silly and dumb mistakes that you've made in the past. Sometimes those trials are your own fault. Sometimes the trials may be from God, who is trying us and teaching us something, teaching us to endure, teaching us to grow, teaching us to trust him. Sometimes those trials may be from Satan, and I know sometimes it's hard to tell the difference, but you've just got to keep trusting the Lord. He said it was a salvation, then we can rejoice because it's a salvation that was received. He gave it to us. Have you received Christ? In verse 9, he said, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. The end of your faith is your salvation. Have you trusted Christ as your own Savior? Because you see, the end, the outcome is because of your faith. We can rejoice with joy unspeakable, he said, and full of glory, because we have a living hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can have that joy, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, because we have an inheritance that he said that is reserved in heaven for you. He's got you in his hand. Notice again that it's by his power, the salvation that was revealed to us. Someone told us about the gospel. One day our salvation will be complete when we stand before the throne of God and walk down those streets of gold. A salvation that is with rejoicing, rejoicing in him, rejoicing because, you know, every day we ought to be thankful for our salvation. Every day we ought to rejoice because you have a hope, a living hope in eternity in heaven. You realize how many do not have any hope at all, and yet you have that hope in Christ when you've trusted him as your Savior. A salvation, he said, that one day will be received. We can rejoice in that salvation. Now, I want to ask you about that. Though you may be going through hard times, you can rejoice in trusting the Savior. Rejoice. Better days are coming. But if you've never been saved, it's something you need to take care of today. Put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Consider his
God bless
word.
You.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.